The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Hey guys, happy Saturday. Good afternoon and good night to all those who are listening from different parts of the world. Shout out to you guys. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. I'm a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on that app. Feel free to download it. It's so awesome to grow in the Word of God on that app. You can have it on the go. And I just love that app. So feel free to check out my devotionals on there as well. And so many other great devotionals. I just love YouVersion. I'm also a Christian life coach. If you are looking for coaching, you need help on your single journey, or maybe you need accountability, you need help getting those goals accomplished, or maybe you have an idea that you would like to come to life. Looking to create more content and you just need help in that area, please feel free to reach out to me. Sign up for a discovery call. You can log on to daniellepowell.com. I would love to coach you. Okay, mark your calendars, guys, for next Wednesday, May 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time via Facebook Live. I'm going live. I haven't been live in a while. Been pretty busy with things, but in honor of Mental Health Month, which I love to advocate for mental health, I will be discussing mental health and life coaching, discussing how life coaching is very beneficial to our mental health and also therapy. I'm a big advocate for therapy. I will have a special guest, my bro, Carlton Falcone Jr., all the way from PA. Many of you guys know him. He's been on the broadcast before. We are both Christian life coaches. So if you have any questions for us in advance, feel free to reach out to me. We would love to answer those questions on the broadcast. If you don't want anyone to know your name, you can do it in a way they won't know it's you. But please mark your calendars, guys. Join us for just a random conversation about mental health, and I would love for you guys to join in. And shout out to all of my clients out there, the new and my old clients. I love you guys. And special shout out to Singles Who Pray. Thank you guys for always tuning in and engaging in the group. If you are single, feel free to join our Singles Who Pray group on Facebook. We would love to have you. And also, guys, check out my store. I have a lot of prayer journals, mental health journals, self-care journals. I'm creating so many different ones that could cater to you. I'm also doing customized journals. So if you have an event, if you have an organization, or you just have a group of girlfriends, you all want to be on the same page with the journals, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to design it. I'm enjoying designing these different things. So you can find my Etsy store, which is Thrifty Posh NYC, and check it out. So today's word is not going to be as long as I think it is. This week, I posted a video. I had a word, and now I'm just going to go more deep into it. It was, God didn't say no. He said not yet. So I released this word the beginning of the week, and I just kept praying about it. I was like, maybe I could talk about this on the broadcast Saturday. So I just kept praying about it, and then God gave me a dream. If you've been following me, God really speaks to me through visions and prophetic dreams. To God be the glory. And he sent me this dream, and I really feel like it ties into what this message is about. So I had a dream And in a dream, I was in a gym, a basketball court kind of gym, not like a fitness gym. It was actually like a basketball court. And I kept walking around doing laps. And I noticed when I kept going around doing the laps, I noticed like food, you know, in different parts of the gym. So I was really tempted, and I'm the type of person, I don't eat meat. So sometimes if I go out to events and stuff, I'm never hyped for food because it's like most of the time is meat, so I can't eat that. But for some reason in the dream, I was hyped because I'm like, oh, they had a lot of things that I can eat. So that was kind of weird for me because I feel like anytime I'm going anywhere, I always probably eat before I go, or I just, you know, notice that I can't eat certain things. But in the dream, it was like it had almost everything was, you know, I can eat it. I can eat certain foods. So, and it was like really good food. And I look at that as that was like temptation. So I continued to do my laps. Like I was, you know, I was walking really fast. I wasn't running, but I was walking really fast. But I just kept going around and around the basketball court. And there was a celebrity there, which I never have celebrities in my dreams, so it was weird. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want you guys to be, you know, the deep saints. I don't want you guys' opinions right now. But I love their music, and I just love what I love most about them, other than music, is their drive and their business acumen. So while I was walking around this basketball court, I felt them. I knew they were there, but I felt them watching. And then I just kept going and going. I'm like, I don't care who's watching me. I don't care who's in this gym. I'm just going to keep going around these laps because this is something that I want to accomplish. So I started to get tired. And then I noticed the celebrity stand up. And he kept telling me to keep going. So I got a lot of different things from this dream. But for me, because this message is about God didn't say no, he said not yet. When we're in our waiting season, there are a lot of things that God is looking for us to do. And many of you are in your not yet season. God didn't say no, he said not yet. And, you know, our not yet season is very uncomfortable at times. Temptation may come in our not yet season because we are so close to what God has for us. And some of you have experienced the yes that God has for you, but it's just not time. And God is still saying, not yet. I have to prepare you. There are some things you have to go through that before you get to the yes. So for me and the dream, I think of the gym. You know, if you're in the gym, most of the time you're working out, you're getting strength, you're becoming better. That's why we go to the gym, so we can look better, we can feel better, we can challenge ourselves. So I took that as the gym, just as, you know, me becoming better, challenging myself, and then me doing the laps. I'm the type of person, I don't like to run. So I know that was a challenge for me in the dream because I don't like to run, but I kept doing it and I kept going and I kept going. So I look at that as in your season of not yet, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged to do things that you don't want to do. You're going to be uncomfortable, like I stated before. And the celebrity part was a little like I was really praying about that part because I didn't really understand it. I just kept asking God for a revelation about that. But I look at that as someone, you know, different people that are where you're trying to go, that are going to come and help you and push you and cheer you on to where you need to be. It may not be a celebrity, this may be a figure in your life that is going to pray you through, that is going to challenge you, that's going to make sure you do all that you are called to do. And because I am into business, that's something that I'm growing my businesses at the time. I look at that as he was an example of someone in business that is very successful, and he was cheering me on. So I look at that, that could be so many different things. It could be a mentor, it could be a coach, it could be a parent, it could be just people that really want to see you thrive and become the person that you are called to be. So back to the word, God said not, God didn't say no, God said not yet. So what do you do in your season? Because not yet means you're waiting, right? But what do we do while we wait? You prepare for what God is looking to do. It's not a time to try to make things happen. Some of us want to put our hands on certain things that God is just saying, like, I got it. I'm working behind the scenes. Allow God to do all that he's doing in this season. In your season of not yet, you seek the Lord like never before. Stay at God's feet. Pray for a strategy. Pray for direction. Pray for discernment to discern what you should be doing in this season. And there are so many examples in the Bible when people had a not yet season. And I can compare that to just waiting for the promises of God. Go with me to Hebrews 6 and 15. And so after waiting patiently, let me say that one more time. Waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. And I always love the story of Abraham, because Abraham and Sarah had to wait a long time for their promise of their son Isaac. They waited about 25 years, I believe. And many of us don't have to wait that long. Some people may be waiting that long. I don't know. But some of us, we can't even wait a few months, a year, or even 3 years for certain things. We get so impatient, we give up, we lose hope, or we just say, forget it, God, I don't want it anymore, because of the time we have to wait. But in that season of not yet, Abraham and Sarah, they obeyed and trusted God during this season. Abraham had so much faith in the Lord that God was going to keep his promise. And we have to be just like Abraham, believing, trusting God, even when the wait seems long. Because even though you're not waiting for 25 years, it may feel like that, because you feel like nothing is moving, nothing is happening. But we must be like Abraham and just keep our faith in the Lord. Go with me to Genesis 29, 20-21. He took Joseph and threw him into prison, where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. We all know this great story about Joseph. Joseph is my absolute favorite person in the Bible. This story is so great, and he's just a man of resilience, which I just love. And what I love about Joseph is, even in prison, he made his duty to stay on his assignment while he was in prison. I'm pretty sure he probably was, having anxiety, panic attacks, getting depressed and getting down because he had to be in the prison. But through all of that, he stayed on his assignment. He was interpreting dreams. I'm sure he was encouraging people, probably laying hands, praying for people, because he knew that I'm in prison, but I'm going to do what I have to do. And many of us have to take on that same posture, take on that same mindset that, yes, God, like, I'm still, yes, the Lord has me waiting, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm still going to stay on my assignment. I'm going to do everything that the Lord is telling me to do. And Joseph didn't allow his not yet season to make him stagnant. He stayed on his assignment. He was interpreting dreams, like I stated before. And he didn't allow his not yet season to keep him in a place of stagnation. And God showed Joseph what he becomes. He had the visions. He had the dreams. He already knew. He already told his brothers, like, I'm going to be the king. And they like, no, you're not. And I know many of us are in those seasons where we know we have the vision. God has showed us. Some of us are seers. We see things that God shows us. We see it in the spirit. And God probably told you a lot of things, and a lot of people don't see it. They think you're crazy. They think you just have too much faith. But you know what the Lord has told you, and you know it's going to come to pass. So what do you do in your not yet season? Joseph had a glimpse of his future. Even before Joseph was thrown in prison, He was in charge of Potiphar's house. So he experienced a little of the royalty. He experienced of some of the things that God already said. And he just trusted God in the process. He trusted God when he was thrown in prison. God knows our entire life. He knows what we will become. He knows where we are going. But we just have to trust God in our not yet season. And just be patient. Ask God to give us patience. And when you ask God to give you patience, you have to really be ready for that patience, because God is going to truly bring some things your way that would require patience. So this is a very short word, but I just pray that we just be like Joseph in our not yet season. Let's continue to stay committed to what God is calling us to do. Seek the Lord. Be intentional about the things of God. Because I know I have been there. You guys know I try to be as transparent as possible. Some days you don't feel like doing certain things. And, you know, it's sometimes it's a struggle to do certain things that God has called you to do. But you just got to keep praying. Like, God, help me. Give me the fortitude to push, to continue to stay on my assignment, no matter what I see. So I hope this word has blessed someone. Don't be discouraged. Don't allow this season to keep you stagnant. Push, push, keep pushing, keep going, keep being who God is calling you to be, because God did not say no. He said not yet. So we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to give you all the glory and the honor. We are so grateful that you are the author of time. Lord, help us in this season to surrender our plans, surrender our thoughts to you. Lord, we are not going to rush past this season. God, help us to be intentional in this season of waiting, in our season of not yet. Lord, we trust you with our future. We trust you with our purpose. We trust that you are working on things behind the scenes, oh God. Lord, today cultivate patience in us, oh God. Change our mindsets in our season of not yet, Lord. Help us to seek you like never before in our season of not yet, Lord. Let us have a deeper hunger for your word, oh God. Let us have a deeper drive to do the things of the Lord, oh God. Help us to not miss this season. Help us to maximize this season of not yet, oh God. Because we know the season of not yet is preparing us for the greater destiny that is before us, God. Help us to not miss this moment, oh God, where you are pruning things that are not like you out of our lives, oh God, that you are cultivating gifts in us, God, that will be purposeful for the next season, oh God. So Lord, I ask that you would touch a single right now that may be experiencing disappointment or discouragement because they don't understand this season. They don't know how to handle it. But God, today we are claiming victory for them in this season, oh God. Lord, help us to prepare for the things that you have for us. Prepare for the assignments that you have for us in the future. Prepare us, God, for things that we don't even know about, God. So Lord, we are grateful that you are working on every situation that concerns us, God. So Lord, help us this week to do little things that will help us to prepare for what is to come, oh God. So Lord, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.